Ve'lamer Bloch, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Tazria and Mitzara, but Parshas Tazria brings the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida talks about during the time after conception of the child, while the child is in, the mother is carrying the child. The child learns the whole Torah while it's in the mother's stomach. The Gemara actually presents such a concept. He feels that that's the Gemara in Masechtas Ma'at Katan. This is halacha when a person is standing at the presence of a person who is nifter, so he has to tear kriya as if he saw a sefer Torah being burnt. And the more bases it on the pasuk says sefer toldos ha'adam, the sefer toldos adam, that the person is compared to a sefer, the same way a sefer is which being burnt, the person hashom has to be to tear kriya. A person is there at the time he sees neshama. Person has to tear kriya. So, because each person having absorbed a kol Torah kula into himself during these moments is the equivalent of a sefer Torah. He has kol Torah kula in himself, at least potentially. He asks a question. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer Hagodol before his petira is pointed out that his two arms are like two sefer Torah. So what is special about Rabbi Eliezer Gadol? Every person is like a Sefer Torah. What Rabbi Eliezer Gadol was saying is that his Ra'osa, he had translated his arms, his at the place where he does his deeds, his Maisim, had translated into Sefer Torah also. The way of a person is to take the Panimias of a Sefer Torah, which is inside the person, and translate it into the Maisa also. The Gemara continues over there, and the Gemara seems something which seems to be difficult. That the Gemara says, we make it. The person is asked, is made to take a shua. He is forced to take a shua, which says that he's going to be a tzaddik and not a rasha. And even if the whole world tells him that he's a tzaddik, he should perceive himself as a rasha. Now that point that a person perceives that he's not doing enough and he's not acting properly is a tremendous tool in avodas Hashem. But it's one of many tools which a person needs in avodas Hashem. Why is this the one thing which a person is made to take a shua upon before he is brought to this world? So he answers that with a different Gemara. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva said the Gemara is Mechutzin Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. B'chol Nafshecha Filo Notas Nafshecha. Rabbi Eliezer says. Rabbi Kiva says that even that during the time when the Russian. Says, which means that you must give over because of Avos Hashem rather than do a Avodah Zorah. A person should give over because of Avos Hashem, even his nefesh. Rekiva says, you should still love him. So what's Rekiva adding? He's saying the same thing. So Rekiva was adding that a person's Avodah is to reach the Madrega that as he's being taken from this world in a situation of Yisurim, he can still focus on his Avos Hashem. Even at the moment, Rebbe Lezer is learning out from here, Rebbe Kiva and Mesiris Nefesh. Rebbe Kiva is learning out from here that the Kiva Mesiris Nefesh, the Kiva Mesiris Nefesh is to the point that while you're being immersed in Nefesh, you should do it with a tremendous feeling of Ava. That was Rebbe Kiva's Hesofa, which Rebbe Lezer had not mentioned. And that's what Rebbe Kiva says, the Tamina Master Rebbe Kiva, that when they saw him being taken in such a form is to this extent, and he said, "Kol yom ha'yisim mitzayir." Kol yom ha'yisim mitzayir means that every day I was working myself to reach this madrega. Every day the person says, "You know what? Yesterday, compared to what I could be and should be, there's so much more that I can do. I'm the equivalent of being as if I haven't done enough. I'm a rasha compared to what I could have been." That's what the more means in Nida. Even everybody says you're a tzaddik because you look so good, but you know where you could have been. But the source of that is not coming from the loneliness of a person, is coming from that the person understands he's a Sefer Torah. So the understanding of the cheshivas of Adam, that you're a Sefer Torah, that itself is the impetus to not never to rest, be complacent, always want to understand you could do more and you should do more. So this look of the godless Adam is in a certain sense what then turns around and says, okay, well, so then what am I compared to that which I could have been? The shiflas Adam. Have a good Shabbat.